Mayor Lundgren? Go ahead, go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt. Councilor Van Gordon, Councilor Wiley, Councilor Moore.
Here.
Councilor Ralston.
Present.
Councilor Woodrow.
Here.
And Councilor Groot.
Here.
I call this meeting of the Lane County Commission to order. Present are Commissioner Lycan, Commissioner Stewart, and Commissioner Swanson. Commissioner Bozovich is excused.
We have one topic on the agenda, and it is our transportation system program adoption. And David Reese is here for our staff report, and is there, you're the only one doing the staff report.
That's correct. Well, also with me is Sarah Wilkinson from the county.
Oh.
You're on my line.
Hi. Okay.
All right.
And I need to read the ordinance, or Andy can, I don't know.
No, go ahead.
Ordinance number one, an ordinance adopting the 2035 Springfield Transportation System Plan as a refined plan of the Eugene Springfield Metropolitan Area General Plan for application within the area of planning jurisdiction of the city of Springfield and adopting the severability clause. This will be the first reading.
Let's see, I believe I do. Second reading, public hearing on ordinance number PA-1303 in the matter of co-adopting the City of Springfield 2035 Transportation System Plan for application within the urbanizable area outside the Springfield city limits, but within the City of Springfield urban growth boundary, and adopting a savings and severability clause.
Now.
All right. Good evening, councilors, mayor, and county commissioners. It's a pleasure to be before you tonight after nearly a four-year planning process. And in your packets, you have the copy of the Springfield Draft Transportation System Plan, as well as the supporting volumes that support that plan. And I just wanted to go over a few of the highlights, and then staff is available for any questions or comments that you have, and of course, hearing from everybody in the public, since this is a public hearing. So again, the proposal before you tonight is for the city to adopt the new Springfield 2035 Transportation System Plan, and for the county to co-adopt that plan as well. We're asking for adoption of Volume 1, and Volume 2 and 3 are both supporting volumes for that first volume. And it's required for us to have the county co-adopt this plan because there's unincorporated land within the Springfield Urban Growth Boundary, and therefore it falls within the county's purview as well. Springfield TSP was put together because of the House Bill 3337 that was put into effect, and then both Eugene and Springfield developed separate urban growth boundaries. And with that, it gave us an opportunity to relook at Transplan, which was our former TSP at the local level, and then look at it from Springfield specific values. And that's was our starting point in terms of looking at Transplan. So the four-year process is a pretty robust planning process. It involved a lot of meetings with you all, as well as the general public, and we had a stakeholder committee and a technical advisory committee as well. And all of those different groups and individuals contributed to the draft plan that you have before you tonight. We had a couple final work sessions that you may remember in October for separately, one for the City Council and one for the County Board, and received some final input and comments from you all. And since that time, as we mentioned in the staff report, there were a few minor edits and changes, mostly things like citations and grammatical edits, things like that. We also held our first public hearing for the Planning Commission on December 18th, and we received a written comment that was in your packet from the Department of Land Conservation and Development, DLCD, and that comment again was submitted in your packet. And so since that time, we bolstered some of our findings that were shown in your packet in the red font. And then since that time, the city staff, ODOT staff, and TLCD staff, we've met, and there's still some additional bolstering of our finance that we'd like to do. We're working cooperatively with TLCD on moving forward on that and addressing their concerns. And so because of those comments and us wanting time to address those, tonight, I'd like to ask that the public hearing be continued to March 11th. And we've coordinated our schedules with county staff and the city recorder, Amy, has worked with trying to set up people's schedules as well. So that's a formal request tonight. And we'd like to continue that hearing, again, to give us adequate time to further address TLCD's concerns. And then lastly, the comments are a few from Springfield School District, the Safe Routes to School coordinator. We have a new coordinator over there, and she has some great ideas in terms of some action items that can help bolster that Safe Routes to School program. So those, as was mentioned in your packet, those are included in some red font in the TSP as well. And with that, I believe that was all the highlights I wanted to mention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions before we open the public hearing?
No questions from the board.
Okay. So I'll open the public hearing for the city council.
I'll open the public hearing with the county commission.
We don't have any cards. Is there anyone in the audience wishing to speak? Hearing? No. Okay. So I don't. Do you close? We don't close.
Don't close it. No.
Don't close it. Okay.
So we have a motion to keep it open?
Yes. And for the city council. We both have to do. Is that the correct procedure?
Right.
Okay. Yes.
I move to keep the public hearing and public record open until March 11, 2014.
Second.
Please vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Commissioner Stewart.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we approve the second reading for ordinance number PA-1303 and set the third reading and continued public hearing for March 11, 2014. And I'm going to go ahead and put it at 6 p.m. at the Good Samaritan Lane County Public Works, 3040 North Delta Highway, Eugene, Oregon.
Second.
So hopefully that was
moved and seconded. Discussion? Call for a vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Seeing none. Vote passes unanimously.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to ask a question. I noticed on our calendar this last week we programmed on February 18th. Is that still needed for the transportation discussion, or is that
been
replaced with the 11th?
That's been bumped to the 11th.
Okay, thanks.
So I want to thank the county commissioners once again for traipsing all the way over here for 10 minutes. Yes. So thank you so much. And I think with that, we're adjourned, yeah? The council is adjourned.
And we have executive session at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I will recess the county commission, and we will be convening an executive session at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the BCC conference room, or the BC conference room, excuse me.
Thank you so much.